Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show. What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
As of this morning, all former members of One Direction have released statements about the death of their fellow bandmate, Liam Payne. It was about 45 minutes ago that Niall Horan released a statement. So that means all of the guys in One Direction have had something to say about the passing of their friend and brother, Liam. Harry Styles said, "I am truly devastated by Liam's passing. His greatest joy was making other people happy, and it was an honor to be alongside him as he did it." Zayn Malik said, "I lost a brother when you left us and can't explain to you what I'd give to just give you a hug one last time and say goodbye to you properly and tell you that I loved and respected you dearly." Louis Tomlinson said, "I am beyond devastated. Liam was somebody I looked up to every day, such a positive, funny, and kind soul. He was an incredible songwriter with a great sense of melody." And then Niall Horan posted this morning that, "I sadly didn't know that after saying goodbye and hugging him that evening, I would be saying goodbye forever." Mm. It's heartbreaking because Liam Payne was in Argentina to see Niall perform and then stayed some days after the concert and purposefully went to Argentina to see Niall, to talk to him, and to go to his concert. And so from what we can gather, Niall was the last member of the band to see Liam Payne alive. Now, some more details are coming in from the coroner in Buenos Aires saying that Liam died from trauma and internal and external bleeding after falling from the third floor of his balcony. And prosecutors who are investigating this say it seems that Liam was alone. So there's been a lot of talk about his girlfriend. And I saw some headlines like she fled Argentina. She did not flee Argentina. He's dating an influencer. He's been dating her for a while. She went with him to Argentina. She said it was supposed to be for 5 days. It ended up being for 2 weeks. And she's like, I've got to go home, right? So 2 days, I believe, before the accident, she left. And she sat there and doing what an influencer does, like vlogged her entire travels home. And it was unremarkable. You know what I'm saying? Like she was just going home because it was time for her to go home. And then that day he posted to Snapchat, obviously videos that he had taken days prior. And then within hours of him posting on social media, he had that, that break that, and they are saying that they found what they believe to be alcohol and drugs in his room. Again, this is still a very active investigation. But they did find substances that could be narcotics. They found several destroyed objects and furniture. And I think one final detail that's important is that given the position of Liam's body, it appears he didn't try to break his fall. So normally, I think anybody when like if something like that happens, you're going to put your arms out to try to brace yourself. And they said that was not the case here.
You can tell that. Investigators can tell that.
Meaning he, meaning he may have been unconscious or semi-conscious when he fell.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So there again, this is, I want to remind everybody, what we're doing on the Bert Show, any information that I get from what I deem to be trusted sources and from the authorities in Argentina and the medical professionals in Argentina. But again, There's still more information coming in. This is still an active investigation. But regardless, it's tragic all the way around.
Can I ask you guys a question? It was something that was kind of rubbing me the wrong way yesterday, and maybe I was just too sensitive or, I don't know, overreacting to it. I saw a lot of pictures online yesterday, like with a fan or with anybody that had any kind of interaction with Liam, mm-hmm. were posting pictures yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that a way to honor them, or does that feel a little indecent? And I don't even know the other word I'm looking for.
Clout chasing. It
didn't feel like a way to honor. It felt like, hey, gross. Look at me. Yeah, mm-hmm. it did.
I get conflicted because for real fans of Liam that shared something deep, I see the need to want to like post something like that. For others, it feels like an attention grab. Mm-hmm. Like the moment a celebrity dies and you post a picture of yourself with celebrity, if you didn't have an intimate connection, like obviously the members of One Direction posting like these really sweet photos of themselves with Liam. Yeah, that was their brother. So I feel like it's one of those things, depending on your relationship mm-hmm. with said person, then yes. But for a lot of people, it's like, oh, I'm trying to take away the attention from the dead person and put it on me because mm-hmm. I knew the dead person.
I had the same thought as you. I saw some and I was like, it feels gross. It just feels icky.
And then I said, I had to check myself because I did the same thing when it came to Betty White some years ago. We had such an amazing interaction with her and she was so loving that I shared that on Instagram a couple of years ago. And I had to kind of check myself yesterday and go, did I do the same thing?
You did.
Yeah.
They have the same conversations about like podcasts who post clips like right as the person just passed. Like, is that you actually trying to honor them or are you just trying to get more clicks because you know what I mean? Yeah.
And I do think two things can be true at the same time.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
All right. So coming up in your next Entertainment Buzz, the allegations against Sean Diddy Combs continue to mount. Was the baby oil laced with Rufinol or GHB? In your next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.